This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Voters in Bernalillo County are gearing up to elect their newest commissioner in next week's general election. Republican Patricia Pice is squaring off against Democrat Stephen Michael Cazzetta to take over as commissioner for District 2, an area that includes the South Valley and West Mesa. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports the race could shape the county's policies on industrial pollution and community health.
Whoever wins the race for county commissioner will be stuck with a conundrum that's been around for a long time. How do you bring jobs to this low-income part of the South Valley without impacting public health? Unemployment is high here, around 17%. Much of the land in the district is zoned for heavy industrial use. The area is home to a lot of the county's polluting businesses, things like gas terminals and asphalt plants, and many of those businesses sit right next to the San Jose and Mountain View neighborhoods. But people there complain of illnesses from industrial contamination and say pollution goes on unchecked.
So, you know, it's sort of a catch-22, right?
That's Democratic candidate Stephen Michael Cazzetta, who is currently serving on the Albuquerque School Board. It's a catch-22, he says, because the zoning allows industrial businesses to be there. But he says some of those businesses are breaking environmental rules.
You know, I bet you if me and you went up right now, we would find a lot of discrepancies, man. Right now, we would.
Quesada, a local actor who played DEA agent Steve Gomez in Breaking Bad, says his solution is to create new film industry jobs in the district, and at the same time, to push for more oversight of industrial business.
We have to make sure that we're there, and we're checking on them all the time, and that they adhere by those rules, and if they're not adhered by, then we close them down. Those rules are in place for a reason. Because we do have health issues out in the Mountain View area. We have to really take that seriously.
Quesada says he'll support businesses who are following environmental regulations. In a lot of ways, the candidate's answers to the jobs versus health question in the South Valley break down along traditional party lines. Quesada's Republican opponent is former Albuquerque police officer Patricia Pice. She says she'll make job creation a priority if she's elected by supporting industrial businesses and small businesses alike.
We need all kinds of jobs. We need all kinds of businesses down there. Now, the Mountain View area is zoned properly for those types of businesses.
Pice says people living near industrial businesses knew what the zoning rules were when they moved there. She says we need to embrace those businesses as long as they follow the regulations. She says her focus will be to cut red tape and streamline the permitting process.
The way we're doing business, we're not really business friendly. I'm a realtor, and I've talked to people who are wanting to relocate into the community. And they're saying that going through Bernalillo County's the permitting process and the new business, it's just not friendly.
And then there's the question of Santa Lena, the big controversial development plan for the West Mesa. Outgoing Commissioner Democrat Art De La Cruz, who's reaching the end of his term limit, was a strong supporter of Santa Lena, and that was a position that drew loud criticism from farmers and activists in his district. Pice hasn't made Santa Lena an issue in her campaign and hasn't said if she'd support it going forward, but she says she's suspicious of how quickly it was approved by the county. I asked Quesada where he stood.
Do you think it was a good idea to put this massive development on the West Mesa?
You know, to think that this city isn't going to grow that way is another, you know, that's a, it's unrealistic, man.
Quesada defeated his anti-Santa Lena opponent in the primary race thanks in part to financial support from a political action committee tied to Santa Lena's developer. He says he didn't ask for that help and opposed the development during his time on the school board, but he says it could be a good thing if it's done right.
It's an opportunity to probably do a planned community better than anybody else has done it because it's a blank slate.
Still, Santa Lena has been a lightning rod, and the developer's support could be a liability for Quesada, but he's embracing other issues opponents of Santa Lena are pushing in the South Valley, things like reconsidering a community-developed plan to limit industrial business and taking into account existing air contamination in the neighborhoods before issuing new permits to polluting businesses. Pice says she might support that idea too.
I need more information on it, but for me, it's important to make sure that our community has a safe place to live.
The winner of the Bernalillo County Commission District 2 race will inherit some tough problems of poverty and public health, but the race will also determine which party has a majority on the commission, and that could have implications beyond District 2. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.